And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 24th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of the woman who first published James Joyce's Ulysses. Margaret Anderson, born in Indianapolis, 1886, grew up in a small town in Indiana, didn't fit in, so she moved to Chicago, wanted to start a magazine devoted to the avant-garde, and she called it The Little Review. First issue came out March 1914. It was 4 years later that Ezra Pound showed Margaret Anderson the manuscript of Ulysses, James Joyce's Ulysses. She read it. She wrote to Pound, "This is the most beautiful thing we'll ever have. We'll print it if it's the last effort of our lives." And they did print it, but all of the copies of the magazine were confiscated by the U.S. Post Office, and they were burned, and she was charged with obscenity. Margaret Anderson said, "I wasn't born to be a fighter. The causes I have fought for have invariably been causes that should have been gained by a delicate suggestion. Since they never were, I made myself into a fighter." It's the birthday of Spinoza, Benedict Spinoza, born Amsterdam, 1632. He was a brilliant scholar, but he got in trouble with the Jewish community because he questioned the existence of miracles. So he supported himself making lenses for glasses and telescopes and microscopes. And in his spare time, he studied mathematics and philosophy. It was Spinoza who argued that the soul and the body are not really separate but two parts of the same thing, that God did not stand outside the universe, but rather that the universe itself was God and that everything in the universe was perfect and divine. It's the birthday of Lawrence Stern, born in Clonmel, Ireland, 1713. He was a preacher who then became a novelist, and he wrote one of the most revolutionary novels in English literature, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, 1760, a fictional autobiography in which the narrator is unable to tell his own story. He's always sidetracked by digressions on all sorts of subjects. The book influenced many writers of the 20th century, James Joyce and Virginia Woolf, Samuel Beckett. Italo Calvino said, "Lawrence Stern was the undoubted progenitor of all the avant-garde novels of our century." Here's a poem for today by Carol Ann Duffy entitled Land. If we were shades who walked here once over the heather, over the shining stones, fresh in our skin and bones, with all of the time to come left to be us, if we were dust, once flesh, or a cloud swoons on the breast of a hill, breathing here still in our countable days, the words we said, snagged on the air, like the murmuring bees, as we lay by the lock, parting our clothes with our hands to feel who we were. We would rather be there than where we are here. All that was due to us, still up ahead, if we were shades or dust who lived love before we were long dead." A poem by Carol Ann Duffy, Land, from her collection Rapture, published by Faber and Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.